My name's Anna Angerman, and I am the development director here at KSDK. I've been working here since March. I love this job. I went to college for broadcast. However, I focused more on television. I graduated in 2011, and I just kind of had it in the back of my mind when I moved to Wrangell that I probably would not work in a field with my degree. So as soon as I saw this position open up on the radio station, I couldn't let the opportunity pass.
When did you move to Wrangell and why did you move to Wrangell?
So my husband and I met in college. Well, I was in college and he was just still living down in Vegas. A couple years go by and then he decided he was going to move back up to Wrangell. And I wasn't sure that I wanted to live in Alaska. I was so used to living in the desert. And 4 or 5 months later, I moved up here. And here we are, almost 12 years later.
How has Wrangell treated you?
It was wake-up call, for sure. You know, when I first got here, I was just so, like, I want to just go to the grocery store and not have everybody recognize me and stop me and talk to me. It's something you just kind of get used to. Living in a city is having this anonymity. Also, when we did first move here, the grocery stores closed at 6 and they were closed on Sunday. I was shocked. Coming from Vegas, where stores, restaurants, pretty much anything is open, if not 24 hours a day, they're open until midnight. But now that we have kids, there's certain things that you are willing to give up to kind of have the benefits of living in such a safe, welcoming, kind community.
You're the development director. Will you just talk a little bit about what you do?
Honestly, I was not sure what a development director did when I applied. But anyway, so what I do here as the development director is pretty much events I help facilitate and get fundraising for. And I also help with underwriting, which is essentially the public radio version of advertising. It's a lot of just writing and figuring out what's going to work with the FCC guidelines. I love public radio. So it's just finding the right businesses that are willing to be like, yeah, I want my business to be heard on public radio and to be known to be a supporter of public radio.
And what's your favorite part of the job?
Just doing fun social media posts. I think a lot of people will underestimate the importance of having a presence on social media. I like having the creativity to just make a random post and kind of do whatever I want with the colors and the graphics and writing.
Who are you outside of work? What do you like to do?
I feel like if I'm not at work, I'm mom. I have 3 kids and yeah, they take up 99% of my life outside of work, which is amazing. So I'll say hi. I've got Kyler, who is 11. He just started 6th grade. Maddox, who is 8 and just started 3rd grade. And then Scarlett, who is 2 and the only girl of the family.
And is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just really love what we're able to do here. I feel like we offer something really fun and positive to the community, and it's important. And I know people realize how important it is when bad things happen, but I think people need to realize it's important for the good things too. Just being able to hold an event and people who don't go out very often come out and have some food, have a glass of wine, and watch live music and just have a fun, positive night out.